You are the asshole. You want her to restrict her life just because your broke ass cannot keep up?
Oh my God.
Hi everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Don't Go Broke Trying. My name is Renny and I am your host for this podcast. Today we have our Coinfessions episode. And if you are new here, our Coinfessions episodes are our coin confessions or our money confessions. And these are basically when you all send in your questions about money related to a specific topic, or we get some from Reddit when we don't have ones specific to the topic. So today we have a great episode about how to not go broke trying to travel the world and a lot of Coinfessions about that. If you want to submit a Coinfession, you can use the link down below. It is an anonymous form and you can just submit any question that you have related to money. And I'll make sure to answer them. But you all know that I don't answer them myself. I typically have a guest. And today I have Jessica Ufoma here to talk to you all. I want you all to listen to the previous episode where she has shared where she traveled across the world. She's been to over 50 countries and she went on a Nigerian passport for most of those countries. So she's teaching it. She taught us how to not go broke trying to travel the world. And I think you should listen to it. So pause this episode, scroll back, listen to the previous one, and then come back and listen to this one. But Jessica, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Good.
I'm excited. Yeah. Yes. I can't wait to hear the questions.
Yes. I'm excited to hear them too, because I haven't read them.
Okay.
So it's going to be anonymous for me too.
Nice.
Would you like to introduce yourself to the audience?
My name is Jessica Ufoma and I'm a travel creator. I love to travel and share my experiences around the world with my audience. They usually look to me for recommendations on all things travel, so I always love to share them. And I'm so excited to be on this podcast to share with you all things travel as well.
Yes, and if you want to see our beautiful faces, please make sure to watch on YouTube. The link is in the show notes, or you can use the you can just type in Don't Go Broke Trying podcast on YouTube and it will pop up. You'll see our beautiful faces. I know you want to. And make sure to follow Jessica on Instagram as well. Her platform is amazing. She posts pretty much daily different travel tips and I've learned a lot from her. So I encourage you all to follow her and I'll leave her links down below. So Jessica, are you ready to get into these Coinfessions?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. First Coinfession. Am I the asshole for not really wanting to go on a family vacation because of finances? I had a difficult year last year where due to burnout, I didn't work very much until September. My finances were building steadily but nicely. I had anticipated I would take a break in the new year for a small holiday, a city break or something for a few days. But my plan was to rebuild my current account and savings. Just before Christmas, talk of a family holiday abroad cropped up. I live at home and all of the family had agreed and I agreed in view of keeping the peace, although I didn't feel comfortable that the idea had been thrust on me so suddenly. The big reason being it was going to be a huge drag on my finances. My thinking was 2023 would just be a year of consolidating finances with a view to buy a home. A big expensive family holiday was simply not part of my plan. Currently, financially, I will be just about okay even with the holiday, but 2023 has already proven to be an expensive year. The tickets alone were £1,000 paid already. I have asked to ensure I have £1,500 on top of that to cover accommodations and a further £1,000 just in case to spend. While this is doable, to be honest, I would have never suggested a holiday where £3,500 disappears in a month. I will also need to pay for visas and vaccinations. I will also need to ensure I have money to cover the weeks I am on holiday. Just this year, I've had to shell out a couple £100,000 on courses for work, general personal maintenance, and I will need some money for a deposit as I'll be moving out for work in a few months. In effect, I've had to work steadily but consistently since last autumn to keep consistent cash flow. It's been tough. In essence, the holiday, while I'll probably enjoy it, I think is an unneeded expense that would make my year a lot easier. And I'm now feeling like a little uncomfortable with the idea now. I'm saving aggressively to the tune of £1,200 a month. And financially, I think I'm doing well, but my account looks better than it will be post-holiday. I'll still go on the holiday, but would I be the asshole if I said, actually, this will make my finances too tight. I don't think I can do this. What do you think?
Wow, that's very interesting because I don't know how it got to the point where you don't have those decisions in your hands. Mm-hmm. I feel like before it got to that point where you're already booking your tickets, yeah. you should have had that conversation with them and just set those boundaries. Because I mean, family will definitely sometimes try to impose some things on you. So like, you know, you could have pushed back and said, hey, like I get it, but I can't. Mm-hmm. But it looks like at this point you've already committed to it. So yeah. like, just try to enjoy it. Like at this point, yeah. you know, like try to see if there are any ways you can maybe lessen the expenses at this point. Cause she said she already booked her flight ticket. Yeah. Maybe it's pushing at this point because you have some wiggle room here because you haven't committed to the accommodation. Maybe it's pushing for a cheaper accommodation. But if all else fails, I think since you're already locked in, just try to change the mindset of it being like a line expense in your bank account, which it is, but think about it as an investment in your family, bonding and creating those memories with those people that you really cherish.
Yeah.
Because that's really what it is about in essence. So like if there's nothing you can do, just try to, you know, find the joy in that. The thing about money is you can always make money back.
Yeah,
maybe it wasn't like the best situation and you feel like you're taking it back a little bit by the finances, but
yeah,
at this point there's nothing you can do, so go on the trip, enjoy it.
Yeah,
try to be positive about it. If you can set some boundaries now in terms of like how much we're spending, and if there's ways that you can articulate that and be assertive about it, mm-hmm. do that now so that you don't get to spend the whole money, like $3,000.
Yeah.
But if it's too late, just...
yeah. Honestly, like, I feel like... I can see it from both sides. I first of all, I agree with you. I don't know how you got to booking the flights before saying, no, I...
Right, like, yeah.
I think you should probably... For everyone who's listening, when you're going to book a trip with other people, you need to have a conversation beforehand on
Absolutely.
What the expected expenses are for the trip. Because I know a lot of people have gone on trips and it's like, oh, you're trying to spend $2,000? I'm only spending $500 on the, like,
you right. know, you have to be on the same page. Yeah,
that's how you go on a trip and end up not coming back friends, you know?
Exactly. No, you have to be on the same yeah. page. Like, ask, where are we staying? How much is it going to cost? Mm-hmm. How much is everyone contributing to it?
Yeah.
And usually, like, if there's someone who's so adamant about a particular place that they want to stay, sometimes, like, they pay, like, the extra premium that, mm-hmm. you know, other people are not comfortable paying if yeah. they really want to stay in a certain place. So, like, conversations you should have had before. Getting yeah. to this point.
But because you haven't had that, okay, here's my thing. Like, you've put down the $1,000 or £1,000 and bought the flight. So that money is gone regardless. Like, I don't think the airline's not going to refund you your money.
No.
You may get a credit for some of it, but
yeah.
you're not getting that money back. But you haven't paid for the accommodation yet, and you haven't obviously paid for anything that's on the flight. So that's £2,500 that you have not yet paid.
Right.
Technically, you could, like, be like, yeah, guys, I actually cannot come and like cancel now, but that's an asshole move. Like, I would say that's probably an asshole move.
It is, because yeah. they probably, like, in the accommodation, they probably factored your own costs exactly. into that budget.
So that $1,500 will be split across everybody else.
Exactly.
Which they may not be like happy about.
It's an asshole move to like yeah. pull out at this point yeah. after you committed to it. But like, if you have to.
Last
resource, yeah.
But, like, it's kind of like the sunk cost fallacy where it's like, oh, I already put so much in, I don't want to pull out. But like, in this case, you could technically pull out. Would you be the asshole? Yes, you would. I think you would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, personally, like, if I already committed to it, mm-hmm. I would
see it through.
Because, like, if not, like, I would advocate for myself to start with if I don't want to go on that trip.
Before you...
You can't, like, yeah. I don't know what the dynamics are, yeah, but, like, true. you know, you never know the dynamics, mm-hmm. right? Maybe it's like, oh, I just want to keep the peace. I don't know. Maybe yeah. it's an
that sounds, that seems
yeah,
to be what it is.
Like, yeah.
I would tell you to also, like, you're not the asshole for verbalizing it. I think the way that you verbalize it is important. Because
yeah.
I know that if I was, like... I booked a trip with my parents and then they were my family and then they were like, okay, budget $2,500 on top of the $1,000 you've already gotten. It may be like, oh, that's not in my budget, right? But right. I could say, oh, like I could, like, you know, talk to them about it and ask right. them questions like, oh, is there any way we can cut down? Because unfortunately, like, I only budgeted $1,500 for this,
exactly.
right? And then my parents, knowing them, they would be like, we got you, right?
Right.
So, we don't know the dynamics with your family, but that could be something that you, like, talk to them about.
Exactly.
But, yeah, pulling out the trip would probably be an asshole move, but
yeah. Right now, yeah, but you could do it.
You just might sever some ties with your family.
Yeah, you're like, hey, have fun, send me pictures. Yeah, I'll see you when you get back.
Yeah, okay, let's read some of the comments. Someone said, not the asshole. Interesting. Not the asshole. You're being responsible with your finances and trying to build savings, which is highly advisable in the current economic climate. Others are putting pressure on you, perhaps not understanding your mindset or the circumstances. Explain to them so you've already put in more than you are comfortable with and need to back up. Don't succumb to the sunk cost fallacy. That's what I said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I kind of said the same thing as him, but I still think you would still be the ass.
Yeah, yeah. Like, can you do it? Absolutely, you can. Yeah. Like, you're an adult. You have agency to do whatever you want to do. But, like, would you be the asshole? Yes.
Yes.
Like, usually, like, you advocate for yourself to start with so that you don't get to the point where you're, like, pulling out last minute.
Yeah. I feel like it's just tricky.
Yeah, it is tricky. Like, we don't know the family dynamics. We don't know what the situation is. But it does seem like... Yeah, honestly, I'll just say, like, have fun. Like, try to have fun. Like, enjoy
Chop life.
Well, that's a lot. That's a, like, that's the big expense.
I'm trying to
wonder. £3,500?
What's that in dollars? $5,000?
Where are you going? Like, are you going to Fiji or something?
No, I'm actually trying to wonder. And $1,500 for pounds for accommodation for... I'm trying to want, like, each, that's expensive.
Like, that's like, and you're splitting, that's a lot.
Where are they staying?
Ritz-Carlton. Yeah. Like, exactly, probably like in like Waldorf Astoria or something. Yeah.
Okay, so that's our take. Okay, next coin fashion. Yeah. Hi, Renny, I hope you're having a lovely afternoon. I wanted to ask you if you can recommend any travel insurance. I have a trip to Nigeria soon and I want to get travel insurance, but I'm not sure of which one to use. So I think you mentioned this in the previous episode. Yeah. What do you recommend?
So I have one with the credit card that I have. Usually, like, credit cards will have that, but sometimes they don't offer the full coverage. Maybe it's just like medical, like, to a certain degree.
Yeah.
But there are two companies that I absolutely recommend. There's one called World Nomads.
Okay.
You can actually just like go on there, buy travel insurance for the specific place that you're going. So like, you're going to Nigeria for however number of days you're going, you can buy that and just be covered for your full trip.
Okay.
So I like using World Nomads. It's so easy to do. You just go online and then you get your policy instantly in your inbox. It's so, so convenient. But I also like Safety Wing. Okay. The reason why I like Safety Wing is, like, with other insurances, you have to buy it before you go. But like with Safety Wing, you can actually get it while you're on the trip.
Oh.
Which is like the only insurance that I know that does that. So let's say you forget to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, before the incident happens, of course. Yeah. But let's say you're already like 2 days in Nigeria. Like, oh, I forgot to get travel insurance. And the way things are moving, like, maybe, yeah, whatever, right?
Let me book it.
So you can you can do that while you're on the trip.
Okay.
Before, like, even if it's like the last day. Mm-hmm. And you'll be covered for like however long you're staying. So like if you forget, Safety Wing is a good option for you. And it's so affordable. It's like $10.
Okay.
So I recommend those two.
Okay, great. I use Blue Cross, which is some travel insurance here. And I pay for an annual policy so that it, actually I said in the previous episode it's 50. I actually looked, it's like $72 that I pay for the entire year. But it covers me for up to a 21-day stay in any country that I go to.
That's amazing.
And because I travel, like last year I went to I think six or seven countries, like it makes more sense than me paying per location. Yeah. So that's what I do.
Yeah. That's amazing. Like, yeah, and I see how it makes sense, like in terms of value for money to do it. If you travel very frequently, just cover your whole year.
Yeah.
But if you like maybe one-off. Do one-off trips, like those like World Nomads or like Safety Wing or just any other, they would really be helpful. Yeah.
Yeah. And please make sure you get travel insurance. We mentioned this in the previous episode, but it's important.
So key.
Yeah.
So key.
Yeah. Okay. Next coin fashion. I make way more money. Okay. So they say their age, 24 male, 22 female. I make way more money and want to travel. She cannot travel. She was putting all her money in her startup. How do I approach wanting to travel myself with friends who can't afford it? Hi, all. I'm based in London, UK. Essentially, I, 24 male, make good money, and she currently has no salary and is investing all her savings and any money she gets in her bootstrap startup. Other than domestic travel in the car, maybe 1 to 2 nights overstay in England, she could not afford traveling. However, I am able to, and I see all my young colleagues traveling with either their partners or friends to cool places. How can I approach it that although I wish I could travel with her, I also feel the need of traveling with others now that she cannot do it without her getting upset that I'm choosing my friends over her or making her feel bad because she cannot afford it. She is quite an insecure person, and in the past she has felt bad because she could not come on a trip with work colleagues.
Wow. This one is spicy.
Very spicy.
Wow, okay. In this case, he can afford to travel. She can't. She's like putting all her money into
her business.
Her business. Makes sense. Or investing for the future. But like, we don't know if she loves to travel. Is it something that she wants to do? Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe she's just like, I'm all for my business right now. I'm just investing. He wants to though, but can you pay for her trip?
That's what I was like. Okay, but let me play devil's advocate. Would you be saying that if it was the girl making more money and the guy who was bootstrapping?
Yeah.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. No.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
No, but like, pay for her trip like once.
Once a year, maybe.
Once. Yeah. I think it's a conversation that needs to be had. Like, talk to her and say, hey, like, we want to travel as a couple. I want us to travel together as a couple. Can we put some money aside, save for it together as a couple? You can get your flight ticket. Maybe I'll get the hotel room. Like, find a compromise that makes sense. But involve her in that process to start with. It's not like, hey, I'm going with my friends. Like, try to see ways to say, hey, like, can we do this together? So at least even if at the end of the day you end up going with your friends, you know that, like, she knows you tried. She saw that effort. So say, hey, like, what if, you know, let's travel. Let's go on, like, two trips this year. Let's go to, like, Thailand and Morocco this year. Like, I really want to experience that with you, like, you and nobody else. It's all about, like, making the person feel less short because, like, she's insecure. She wants to feel like the best, like, the best thing since sliced bread, you know, like, make her feel wanted in that travel plan that you have and find, like, you never know, like, she may be, okay, you know what, maybe I can save, like, $200 and just say, hey, whatever you can save, like, let's do it together. And then at the end of the year, whatever time frame you set for yourself, figure out, like, hey, is this, do I have enough money? How much do we have? Is there a way that I can, since you make good money, like, how can I help out in whatever way that I can to make it happen? I feel like if you put that effort first, she would appreciate it. And you're both, like, young.
Very
young,
24. 22.
Like, there's a lot of life ahead, like, so you know. So, like, you don't necessarily need to rush that process yet. Like, feel like you need to go all these places. Mm-hmm. You can actually involve her in those plans and see what she says.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, you know, I don't want to travel. Like, oh, this is a dream that's so important for me. Is it okay if I
go solo?
With my friends, and maybe once in a year we can go together. Like, have that conversation. Yeah. I think this is very important.
Yeah, I think this is honestly more of a conversation around, like, relationships than it is about, like, it's about your relationship dynamic more than it is about your finances.
Absolutely.
Because, like, if she does, like, I would I have to be with a partner who is okay with me solo traveling. Like,
absolutely.
that's something I need. And if you're saying she's insecure, is it that she wants to travel and she can't because of the money, or is it because she's insecure that you're gonna do something while you're solo
Which shouldn't be.
No, which should not be at which all. Shouldn't yeah, be, yeah. No, run from that.
Exactly. Like, shouldn't be feeling like you're,
Yeah. So I feel like that's more of the issue than even the money, right?
Exactly.
Because, you could, you said you make decent money. You said you're a consultant there and, like, you want to travel with your partner. But this first, does your partner want to travel?
Exactly.
Can you afford to have her travel with you?
Right.
Will she be willing to take the trip even if you pay for it? You know, there are these dynamics.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, so, you never know.
I don't know. I feel like, again, as you said at the beginning, I think you should pay for a 1-2 trip. A year.
Right. Like, you if you can afford it and you really want her to be in that process.
Yeah.
But she can't. I mean, some people feel like they shouldn't be doing that, right? Like, why should I pay for her?
Yeah.
Like, people have that mentality. I wouldn't say, like, that's the wrong mentality or whatever, that's, but, like, people have that mindset. Like, no, what? Like, she should pay for herself. Like, she's going on the flight as well.
Yeah, which, okay.
Well, right, but she can't. She's building her business. Yeah. She's probably not making a lot of money, and she's like, I'm putting all this money into this.
Yeah, and if you want her to come, that would be something that you pay for.
You pay for it, yeah.
Like, especially, it's like if you guys are sharing a place right now,
right?
Like, and she's not making any money and you're making, is she gonna be, like, how's the bill, you know?
You're gonna kick her out, like,
so I feel like if you want her to come with you, you value travel and she is also willing to come, then that would be something that, okay, once a year we are going to X location.
Yeah.
And then we, like, I will cover 70% of the trip because I can afford that.
Can you pay for the food, pay for the whatever, like whatever compromise you can make. Yeah.
Okay. Some of the comments. I would just say that you're planning a boys trip with the homies. I mean, as long as you're not going to exotic places every month, I don't see why a trusting partner would have a problem with their significant other doing French trips. Yeah. My boyfriend goes on trips all the time with his friends without me. Not because of money issues on my end, but because I just don't want to go or I have to work. No big deal. I guess it would depend on how insecure she is. The more insecure, the more breaks you'll have to accept to take trips the more breaks you'll have to take on your trips to call her, just text her. And I suppose she'll be expecting that you frame it, make sure that you frame everything correctly and nothing mischievous is happening. Yeah. So that's a whole nother, that's like a trust issue.
It's a trust thing. It's like a relationship thing. Like, you have to like turn on your find your my iPhone, make sure like she knows where you are.
Gosh. Yeah. It's a no for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then someone else said, is this your girlfriend or your wife? And they said, girlfriend, we're very serious and comfortable otherwise. This is probably the only thing that's bothering me. But we have not yet talked about it. So I think the first thing, have a conversation about this, because
you never know what she's thinking.
Okay. Next coin fashion. So this is from r/retirement on Reddit. Do you have a vacation/travel budget? If you vacation or travel in your retirement, do you have a budget you stick to and plan out your trips around the budget? Was that always part of your retirement plan and you saved and prepared for it? Are you finding ways to travel less expensively since you retired? I am just under 3 months left until retirement and was excited at the thought of some traveling and vacation time. Now that it's getting closer, we haven't even committed to the first travel plan. Haven't set a budget yet either. I think this is the first year of being retired that will be an adjustment year, but I'm hoping to get some trip plans soon. So I think the question is just like, do you have a vacation/travel budget and how do you approach it? And I think we know that we both do.
Yeah.
And it's all about like prioritizing travel in your plan. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips or advice for this person?
Yeah. I think he or she said that they have like 3 months. Mm-hmm. So they already have like a set budget that they're working with. Mm-hmm. Like it's kind of like too late at this point.
Well, 3 months till retirement. So they can always
to retirement. Yeah. Oh, I see. So like they can save some more.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I think they have, they are saying that they haven't even planned anything related.
At all.
Yeah. And they were planning on, like their plan was to travel throughout retirement, but the 3 months to it, nothing has been planned, no set budget, nothing.
Yeah. So I think it would be more like a yearly budget now. Like, okay, so how much do I have in my retirement savings? What percentage of that do I want to allocate towards travel? Mm-hmm. So like, let's say you're like, okay, you know, I want to spend $5,000 every year. So it's like, it's a thing of how can I use this 5K? Where can I go? How many places can I do it for? Mm-hmm. You can decide you want to do that 5K, blow it up in Maldives on one trip, or you can do three trips, however you can afford. So it's just like planning the trip. But I'll definitely say like, look at it from like a year to year basis on like, how much do we want to spend as a couple this year on travel? Where are the places we should go? Obviously there are ways you can do it cheaper or more expensive, however your preference is, but it looks like they want to do like, you know, affordable, not like they're spending the whole like retirement savings. I always say like in general though, like 10% to 15% of your income is a good percentage for like travel. So let's say you make $10,000, you get a paycheck for $10,000, you can save $1,000 towards travel because there are other life expenses. So like 10 to 15%. If you really have aggressive travel goals, you can up it to like 20%. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like look at it from like a percentage of your income and then do it year to year.
Yeah, I love that advice. I think that all your basic living expenses are probably covered by like your pension or everything like that. So now it's like, okay, how much do I want to spend on travel each year?
It's and a then personal make it, choice. Yeah.
Make a plan from there.
Yeah.
But as you said, planning is key when it comes to
actually
maximizing your travel and traveling in kind of an affordable way.
Yeah.
You need to plan in advance. Like you can travel last minute, but it's going to cost you a pretty penny.
Absolutely.
So I would always I would tell you to like start that travel account. As we mentioned in the previous episode, if you have it in a separate account from all your other money, you won't be tempted to spend it. Yep. If you can automate it every time money comes into your account, there's money even going better. In there, even better.
Yeah.
But I definitely would suggest starting a travel fund.
Absolutely. Yeah, like,
If it's a goal of yours, then you plan towards it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people just say, I want to travel, but then there's no like action.
There's no action. Yeah. There has to be like some sort of action to it. Otherwise it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Like you just stay in planning mode.
Yeah.
And the thing about planning is planning gives us that illusion that we're actually doing something, but we've not moved an inch. It's like I'm planning. So it feels like, oh, I'm doing something, but you're not. Like you, until you book that flight or you open that travel savings account or fund, you're not doing anything.
And even if you don't have any travel plans yet, I would still say open the account because it's like you build, and then it's, again, if you get that flight deal, you know that you can book it immediately because you already have
free
that money.
Guilt-free too. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do one more coin fashion. Okay. Am I the asshole for wanting my girlfriend to not travel so much alone so I can save and we travel together? Okay. And they're lesbian, so it's two women.
Okay.
My girlfriend, 36, and I, 31, have been together for a year now and seem to be doing well. She makes almost four times my salary, and we are aware of each other's money situation before we started to date. We are also living together. However, I love to travel, and so does my girlfriend. She gets to travel way more than I do because A, her job is remote, B, obviously her salary, and C, she has friends in high places who also travel on the drop of a dime. I don't care that she makes more than me. It's just that sometimes I can't keep up, and I express this to her when it comes to dating and going out, but she never fails to remind me that she's going traveling out of the country this month or next month with friends. I just sit home and take care of the cats we have every time. Granted, every time she's gone, she just calls for like 10 minutes and that's it. No cute pictures of the trip throughout the day or nothing. We've had this discussion where we talk about countries and places we are dying to travel and go. And in my mind, I picture doing all these things with her. But then I kid you not, a few months will go by and she comes and tells me, I'm going to Bali or Italy with with so-and-so for a week or two and I'll be back. It sucks because I want to share these experiences with her and she's ready to go soon as her friends or work gives her the opportunity. I'm trying to save up so we can make trips together while also saving up for dates, but it feels so wrong to not have my partner listen to me or what feels like have my feelings and company considered. For context, I've been in between jobs for the past year and she constantly says that she doesn't care that I make significantly less than her, but will also bring up how she's been the one who's paying for things. We live in Central Florida and both rent and going out is expensive here. I want and I'm currently still in the process of saving up I want to travel with her, but she loves to go anywhere with her friends instead of places we both agreed we wanted to see together, and it just makes me feel small sometimes. She claims she wants to marry me because I cook really well and I'm a great partner, but I can't help but feeling like the stay-at-home wife. And I've expressed to her that it's not my style. So am I the asshole for wanting my girlfriend to not travel so much so I can save and we travel together?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This one was loaded. We started off laughing, but it's not funny.
It's no longer funny. Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah. It does sound like a compatibility issue.
Yeah.
Which is just it's not a good place to be in because it's not like, I don't know. I feel like the girlfriend has been a little bit insensitive.
I agree.
Like if we say, hey, we want to go to this place together, like that should be a little bit off limits. And then next month, like, hey, I'm going there.
I'm going with my friends.
It's kind of insensitive. It is. But I get that high of just being able to afford something and having people around you who can do that as well. And just wanting to just like go. Like, I want to just go. But like when you have a partner who you love and you respect, there's certain things that you may just check in with them on.
Yeah.
Like typically I always advise people, obviously at this point it's kind of late, but like try to be financially compatible with your partner because these things will not pop up.
So important.
But if you know that, okay, hey, I love them so much, I don't care about the incompatibility, then there's set of sacrifices you have to make because you chose that life. Like that's the life you chose. So like
hey, I know you make significantly less. I'm going to slow down and just like go with you or go at your own pace.
Yeah.
But obviously, she's not doing that
at all.
So yeah. I don't know. It just seems like not the good a good match.
I agree.
You guys are but not, obviously nobody wants to hear that, right? Like
You know how they say don't be unequally yoked?
Yeah.
Like, financially as well. Don't be unequally
yoked. Yeah. Because you want your partner to also be able to get up and go with you if that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And if your partner is saving and waiting, you want them to, you want to do that with them, right? Yeah. And have those experiences, right?
Yeah. On my story today, because I do Ask Me Anythings every Thursday, and on my story, somebody asked me, like, are they the asshole for not wanting to date a man who makes much less than them? And I was like, no, you're not.
You're not.
And they emphasize saying it's not just about the money, it's about the lifestyle that I live, and like I would like ideally they can keep up. And I told them, like, you're not the asshole first of all, but even if they make the same amount of money, your lifestyle still may not be like the same, right?
So absolutely,
it's about money, but also the lifestyle compatibility.
Absolutely.
And my response was that I like to travel, and I want to travel at least 4 times a year, and I don't want to pay for someone's, I don't want someone's son to go broke trying to travel with me 4 times a year.
Trying to keep up, yeah.
I also don't want to pay for someone's son to travel with me 4 times a year.
No, we're not doing that.
So it's really important, and yeah, I think you guys are just fundamentally incompatible with this.
Yeah.
And they are, like, your partner's a bit insensitive, as you said.
Yeah.
Like, some destinations off limits because you guys
have talked about it.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's like extremely insensitive.
That's so insensitive.
And
yeah.
They probably feel, I feel like they're feeling a little animosity towards you. Cause it said that, at the end she, what was it that she said? Basically, like, she's been paying for everything. She feels like she feels a way about having to pay for everything.
Absolutely. I think there's that. And that's what comes with it. Like when you're dating someone who's earning significantly less, you feel that, like, you're not happy about having to pay for things all the time, even if you can afford it. It's like, like, pick up your own stuff. It's
every once in a while,
so she probably feels that when she's like, you know what, like, you're not in a good financial place. And I also like the part where she said, I actually picked up on it, the part where she said she doesn't send any cute selfies.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was like, whoa, that's weird.
That, yeah.
When I'm traveling, I'm like, hey,
that,
boo.
Yeah, yeah, that's weird, right? Like, it's like, you want to send it, but she's probably feeling a bit of guilt.
Oh yeah.
You know, for not one, like, she doesn't want to rub it in.
Oh,
like, imagine you've talked about like Bali and like she's in Bali. She's like, hey, I'm like, yeah. You know, so I don't know if it's a thing where you talk to them about it. It just seems like a very set lifestyle that you either adjust to or like you just peace out of.
But I think the question was, are you the asshole for wanting your girlfriend to not travel so much? Yeah, like, you can't really dictate.
You can control what, like, she's a grown woman, like, they're 30 something, like, you know, like, you're she's an adult. You can't
tell her not to travel.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. And I'm not gonna say if she cared enough, but like often, like, I wouldn't be in this position, but like if I was in this position, I would, you know, wanna pay for my partner to come on trips with me every so often. Like, I would, like,
you have the
money, right?
You have the money. Like, you make four times. Like, pay for them.
Yeah. Like, I think because this is two women, it's kind of like, you know, we're probably not being as harsh, but like if this was a man and he was traveling for, I would be like, fix up, like,
exactly, like, pay for it.
Yeah. So in this case, I'd be like, I think you should do better. The girlfriend should do better. You should, but you guys, like, you're not compatible.
They're not compatible. They're not. Like, one person loves to travel on a whim. The other person needs to save.
Yeah.
The other person already feels stressed about having to pay for things. Mm-hmm. She has friends who already are living that lifestyle. So it's like, I don't even need to check in with you because I have friends who are ready to, like,
these
go.
These are the issues.
It's incompatibility.
Yeah.
So.
Let's read a few comments. Okay.
Yeah.
You are the asshole. You want her to restrict her life just because your broke ass cannot keep up.
Oh my God.
You knew all this going into the relationship, but now you want her to stay at home and miss various opportunities for full enjoyment of her life. That's the top comment. That was a little
interesting.
Harsh. A little harsh. Another person said, nah, y'all have only been together a year and sounds like your finances aren't combined. So I don't blame her for not wanting to bankroll vacations for you. On a separate note, if she wants a stay-at-home wife and you don't want to be, that's a relationship incompatibility.
Absolutely.
And you may want to reconsider this relationship.
Yeah.
not the asshole. Honestly, it just sounds like you two are incompatible. She has the means and the lack of care to be able to go anywhere at any time. It sounds like that's her way. She's a free spirit and there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you may want to be like that, but for her sake. It doesn't sound like you want to do all of that traveling, but if you did, you'd want it to be with someone you love. Mm-hmm. It's a hard reality to take in, but I don't see this relationship lasting.
Yeah. That's tough and sad, but yeah, like just go. Like life is easier when you go with someone who aligns with you.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
It just makes similar incomes or have someone who's like ready to come in and mm-hmm. step in and do whatever. Like if they don't, then yeah. Oops. Tough.
Yeah. Well, these are all the confessions that we have today. Yeah. You enjoyed it?
I loved it.
They're a little spicy.
Yeah,
a little.
Very spicy. Yes. I loved it.
If someone wanted to connect with you and learn more about you, where would they find you?
On my Instagram, I think. My DMs. Yeah. They get crazy though. But
I know. I can't respond to all mine anymore.
No, I can. Yeah. But like the quickest way is just email me. Okay. If you have like something really urgent that you want, because I always like religiously check my emails. Okay. And people hardly like to email anyway. Yeah. Like they feel like a quick DM. So email. But Instagram is a good way to connect with me for sure. Yeah.
Perfect. And I'll leave her Instagram in the show notes below.
Yeah.
Make sure you share this on your Instagram story. Tag at the Ufoma. Tag at XORENI. Tag at Don't Go Broke Trying. Because we would love to reshare it and just let us know that you love the podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed this. And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening. I hope you learned something that will help you not go broke. If you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple, please remember to leave a review. And don't hoard this knowledge. Share it with a friend that you think may find this valuable. This episode was produced by Omelia Visuals with music by Wonder Girl.